Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Heads up, Richies. In today's episode, we mention sexual abuse. Please be advised.
So there's no denying that Hollywood has a dark side, and the new docuseries Quiet on Set really pulled back the curtain on how that dark side extends into children's television.
Yeah, so the series did a deep dive into the alleged toxic working conditions at some very popular kids' shows that I grew up on.
Yeah, yep. And it's made a ton of headlines, the series has, since it dropped in March. And now, thanks to a new lawsuit, it's making the news all over again.
Yeah, so the suit's been filed by one producer who used to be the most powerful guy in kids' television. He says the docuseries has unfairly destroyed his reputation.
Which is just like, nah, I think you did that all on your own.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, May 2nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So back in the late 90s and early aughts, thanks to shows like Zoe 101, The Amanda Show, and iCarly, Nickelodeon was it when it came to kids' TV. I know I was constantly like, I gotta get on Nickelodeon.
I know. I loved all the Nickelodeon shows. It wasn't until later in life that I started watching the Disney Channel. Like, I was all about Nickelodeon.
Well, I was a Disney Channel gal pal, but I did appreciate the, like, I loved Disney. I was like, I was strictly Disney. But
okay, interesting.
I appreciated Nickelodeon and, like, getting on Nickelodeon because it just seemed like a dream job. Well, Nickelodeon and Disney, really.
Yeah.
But these days, the network and some of the adults who used to work with the child actors there are being cast in a very different light. The new ID docuseries, Quiet on Set, features a ton of interviews with former Nickelodeon writers, crew members, and actors who point to toxic and hostile working conditions there. And one of the people that they all point to as being one of the biggest offenders is Dan Schneider.
Yeah. So Dan Schneider was huge at Nickelodeon. He produced all three of the shows that we just mentioned, as well as other hit shows like Drake and Josh and all that. But despite him being a prolific producer and creator, Quiet on Set zeroes in on some disturbing accusations against Schneider made by people who worked with him. Mm-hmm. For example, two female writers were asked to split a salary.
This
part just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And, like, both of these women were in the docuseries, and
it
was, like, their first writing job, and they were like, we're just grateful to have a job, so we did it. And it's like...
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, it's one of the things that we talk about. I mean, we've been very fortunate here at Wondery, and they've been very great about, I feel like, compensating us fairly. But when we first started, it's like, they could have said anything. We'd be like, yeah, we'll take it.
I know.
Like, it's just, you're so grateful to have an opportunity.
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of what these women were talking about in the docuseries, just, like...
Yeah.
We're women in a writer's room. That's already a huge leap we're taking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll split a salary? Like, fuck
I know.
That.
So wild. Because they would originally were going to just hire one woman.
Yeah.
And instead, they hired two for the price of one, basically. It's like,
it's
come
bullshit.
On.
It's such bullshit.
But they talked a lot about how just misogynistic the writer's room was. And that was mostly led by Dan.
Yep. Yep. So. There was like, I mean, just genuinely, and it's so, I've heard this before and I've always thought it was a joke, but like there used to be this concept that women aren't as smart as men and aren't as funny as men. Yeah. And like some of the language like that the women were saying came from Dan was just kind of like putting aside all their shit. It's like, you're here. One of them had to give him massages.
Yes. There's a lot of talk about people giving him massages in this docuseries.
Unhinged. I cannot imagine.
I know.
Being like, Marshall being like, I need massages. Marshall, this is like one of the CEOs here. Like, that would just be absurd.
That would be absurd. Marshall would never. That's crazy. So former Zoe 101 star Alexa Nicholas, who has spoken out a lot about the treatment just of kids in general in that industry. Yeah. She's been very vocal about it. But she describes a pretty disturbing scene written by Schneider for her co-star Jamie Lynn Spears that definitely seemed layered with sexual undertones. We will spare you the details, but there was also a lot of that going on with Ariana Grande.
I was going to say,
she was on Sam and Cat and just Amanda Bynes.
Just like when she's ever in her bedroom, it's so weird.
There's
the
a lot of
that
weird.
They had her do.
Yeah.
Like fitting things in her mouth.
Yes.
So weird.
And in 2018, after dozens of employees came forward alleging Schneider was verbally abusive towards them, he was fired by Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Which he claims is not true.
Of course he does.
He claims that it was, they all agreed that he should step away.
Yeah. He was like, it was my idea.
Yeah.
So not long after the docuseries dropped, Schneider sat down for an interview with Boogie, who's the actor who played the character Tebow on iCarly. And in that interview, Schneider owned up to some of his behavior back then, saying that he owed some people a pretty strong apology, which just seems like the understatement of the century.
Yeah.
But now it looks like it's him who wants an apology, because yesterday he filed a defamation suit against the producers of Quiet on Set, and he's coming for everyone behind the scenes. Warner Brothers, Maxine Productions, Sony Pictures and show producers, Emma Schwartz and Mary Robertson.
So the lawsuit claims that the show's trailer and the show itself unfairly associates Schneider with Brian Peck and Jason Handy, who are two former Nickelodeon employees who were convicted of sexual crimes involving minors, including Drake Bell. He's talked about this a lot.
Talked about it. He came out on the in the docuseries. That's he came forward as the person who kind of sounded the alarm against Brian Peck.
People didn't know at the time. He was like anonymous.
He was anonymous because he was a kid. Yeah.
So those two guys are also featured in the series. And Schneider feels that he was lumped in with them because of the way the show was written and produced. I will say, watching it, I didn't feel that way. I wasn't like, oh, all three of these guys are abusing children sexually. I didn't feel that way watching it about Schneider. So,
If there's any association, it's him who worked with them.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how you get associated with people. So that's on you, Schneider.
Oh, that, yeah. But even Drake Bell was like, the one person who actually checked on me after this was Dan Schneider. So, you know, for what that's worth. But the lawsuit includes several examples of copy from the trailer that he feels was misleading, including one voiceover that says, there would be even bigger problems down the line with actual pedophiles on set. And the lawsuit argues that an image of Schneider is on the screen while that voiceover plays and that it implies he is also a pedophile. So we should make it very clear that while Schneider has been accused of being an absolute asshole to work with, he has never been found guilty of any crime involving the sexual harassment or abuse of a child. Adults, that's up for debate. Having your staff massage you is weird.
Definitely sexual harassment. And any of the mandatory sexual harassment videos I've had to watch at all of my jobs, asking a subordinate to massage you, that's sexual harassment. That's a version of it.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a spectrum, but that's a version of it. And he's shitty in his own right.
But as far as children go,
yes,
that has not been alleged.
Yeah. And like you, I never considered him in that league. Like, I wasn't watching the docuseries. No. I wasn't like, this guy's a pedophile too. Like, so he needs to just stop it.
Although I will say, Amanda Bynes back in the day has said some stuff about Dan Schneider. I don't know what truth there is to that.
Oh, I know. I'm pretty sure.
It's important to note that she has, you know, said those things. So
yeah.
Who's to say?
So in Dan Schneider's suit, his lawyers call quiet on set a hit job, and they say that not only is Schneider not a child sexual abuser, but that he was also totally unaware of any of the abuse which was happening at the time. His lawyers argue that the team behind Quiet on Set has destroyed his reputation and legacy for the sake of clickbait, ratings, views, and money. I think he destroyed it all on his own.
Yeah.
Let's not
like act come on. Like,
there are consequences to action. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, especially in this country, but there are.
Yeah. So Schneider is seeking unspecified compensatory damages for loss of future work, as well as punitive damages and legal fees. I gotta say, was anybody talking about Dan Schneider before this? Like, was anyone being like, we gotta hire Dan Schneider? It's like, no one's thought about Dan Schneider at all. Not me anyway.
Certainly not to work with anyone.
Exactly.
I would hope. They've thought about him as like, this guy's a fucking asshole, but
yeah,
that was already determined before the docuseries.
Yeah. So Dan is also asking for editing, taking down, or removal of all or a portion of the trailer and or Quiet on Set. It's like, dude, the damage has been done.
Yeah.
They could take that down and it would not matter. So many people have seen it at this point.
Yeah.
So Schneider is also requesting a jury trial, but there are no details yet on when or if that's going to move forward.
I always find that interesting.
Like deciding jury.
When they want a jury trial versus just a judge. I mean, I guess you have a higher chance.
Yeah. Well, when you're a manipulative person, you're like, a jury might be the best for me.
God, I want to get on a jury so bad. So, Brooke, obviously we're dealing with really tricky territory. What do you think of this guy's lawsuit?
I think it's bullshit, of course.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you going to do an interview and say you watch the docuseries and try and take some accountability for whatever you're doing?
Yeah.
And then turn around and be like, I'm the victim. Here's a lawsuit. They painted me as a pedophile, which isn't even true.
I'll
gladly testify as someone who saw the docuseries that it didn't come off that way to me.
Yeah.
I'll put this lawsuit right to bed. But I think he's just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's a terrible person. I wouldn't want to work with him. It's like,
yeah. He's driven his career into the ground all on his own. He's a shitty person. And, like, this just kind of cements how shitty he is. Because it's like, you have victims. Yeah, maybe you didn't sexually abuse them, but you emotionally tormented them.
Yes.
Adults. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, you need to take responsibility. You need to stop trying to pass the blame, act like a victim. Like, fuck off, man.
I know. And, like, I'm genuinely surprised it took this long for something to come out. And, like, the way these children were failed in so many ways. Like, Brian Peck, the one who went to jail for not very long for the Drake Bell.
Out and, like, allegedly still working with people.
And got a job at Disney after he got out of jail.
Yeah.
Like, that is unacceptable.
I mean, it shows where the priorities are.
Yeah.
And it's awful. And it's like, children are, like, they need people to protect them. I watched this documentary and the Ruby Frankie one back to back, which was a terrible idea. Because I was just like, especially with my nephews, like, I feel even more, like, protective of children. And good God, this country seems to not care about them sometimes.
I felt so bad for Drake Bell's dad. Like, during the docuseries, he just seemed so devastated by everything. And I really felt for him a lot.
Well, and back then it seemed like just kind of like hearing like the conversations that a lot of the, because there were quite a few parents in the docuseries talking about their perspective. Because I can't imagine what that feels like as a parent to like kind of hear later what was happening to your child. And like the way that the people on set just kind of were like, no, it's fine. Like, the parents don't need to be here. And it's like, you want your kid to be successful. Your kid desperately wants this. Like, we're all watching it from home being like, this is the mecca for us. We all want this. You want to give your kid what they want. If your kid has talent, you want to nurture it. And so you don't know any different. And it's just, in this day and age, it's like, you don't leave your kid anywhere ever. But back then,
Drake Bell's dad did know. He was on it. And when his mom like kicked him out or whatever and wouldn't let him see Drake, that's when everything happened. He was like, don't let him be alone with these people. And she did.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm talking more about, I don't know which mother it was, but there was the black mom. And I just, like, felt so bad for her because she was, like, we were living in, like, this kid was there, like, they were getting money. And he wanted
to.
One of the kids from all that. And it just, I just felt, it's like, ugh, what a messy situation. And just so much psychological damage to so many people.
I know.
And then Dan has the audacity to be like, what about me?
I know. Fuck that guy. Like, seriously.
I can say it better myself. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily. You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And don't forget, we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.